We're looking back at the legacy of Holden this week, and the demise of the Australian car industry is often blamed on the Button Plan from 1985. David Brown gives us some perspective of what it was and what it tried to do.
The Australian market has many different makes and models, more than there are for sale in the US. But for locals to succeed, you need economies of scale. A government could squeeze foreign competitors with higher tariffs, help companies find export markets, and/or reduce the number of car models. High tariffs hurt customers and diminish export potential, so they reduce tariffs. They encourage model sharing. You could buy, for example, a Commodore badged as a Toyota Lexan. It is often forgotten that reducing the range of local models helps local component makers get economies of scale. We were way behind in that area. The Button Plan did try to address the specific problems of the car industry, but could not manage to create the economies of scale needed.
And there's more history and personal reflections on Holden in Australia on our website anyauto.com.au, including an interview with Fred Brain, who grew up on a farm near Wagga. They finally got television in 1969, and he watched his first Bathurst race, which was won by Colin Bond in a Monaro. Did it have an impact? Well, Fred owns a genuine 350 Monaro and races another one in historic racing. That's part of the heritage that Holden had. Check it all out, anyauto.com.au.